Hi, this is Christy, and welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today we will be talking about refugees, and you know, the Arab states are known for their wealthiness. And today's video from Secret Daily tells us, why aren't wealthy Arab states taking in refugees? So let's take a look at today's sentence. This convention not only defines refugee status, but also dictates the rights and responsibilities towards them. However, this argument doesn't stand when you look at the refugees these states have taken in the past. This convention not only defines refugee status, but also dictates the rights and responsibilities towards them. However, this argument doesn't stand when you look at the refugees these states have taken in the past. 那我们首先来看第一个字呢是 convention。convention 呢指的是会议啊，或者是大会的意思。那如果有人有跟这个欧美的动漫比较熟，都会知道他们一年一度呢，在加州都会有一个 Comic Con。那 Comic Con 的第二个这个 Con 简其实就是 Convention 的简称，这样子 Comic Convention 其实就是动漫展这样子。那那个展览呢，有可能会有电影的实际演员呢来跟大家互动，然后大家可能也很喜欢 cosplay 成这个动漫里面的角色这样。那 convention 它的中音在 V-E-N 的地方 ，C-O-N 是发 con 的音 ，convention。那大家不要把这个字呢跟 conversation 搞混 ，conversation 呢指的是会话或者是谈话的意思。conversation 的中音呢是在 S-A 的地方，那 C-O-N 呢则是发 on 的音 ，con conversation。举例来说呢 ，The conversation between my mom and I made me realize how much she loves me。跟妈妈的对话呢，让我了解到她有多爱我。那还有另外一个类似谈话的字呢，叫做 dialogue。dialogue 这一个字呢，它其实是一个比较正式的对谈。那 conversation 的话呢，就是一个比较没有那么正式，它可能只是一段谈话。dialogue 这就像是对谈的概念。再另外来看是 define。define 呢是指解释啊，或者是下定义，它的重音是在 f-i-n-e 发 i 的音。那 de 呢，这是发短音 d。define 像是我们可以说 How do you define love? 你要怎么定义爱这件事呢？那它的名词呢，则是 definition。definition 重音呢是在 ni 的地方，那 de 呢是发微笑的嘴型 a de fi 则是发 a definition definition。举例来说呢 ，I think the definition of our roles and responsibilities are still unclear。我认为啊，我们该负责的东西啊，跟我们的责任定义都还十分不明确。再我们来看的是 dictate。dictate 呢指的是命令的意思，那重音在最前面的地方 ，d-i-c dict t a t e 呢只是发 a 的音。dictate， 那大家可能对它另外一个名词呢比较有概念，叫做 dictator。dictator 指的是独裁者的意思。像是说 Hitler is one of the cruelest dictators in history and none of his behaviors should be imitated. 希特勒呢是历史上最冷酷最残酷的独裁者之一，然后我们不应该随意模仿他的行为。再我们要来看的是 responsibility。 responsibility 呢是责任的意思，那它的重音呢是在后面的地方，那前面 re 呢是发 re 短音 spon 的 o 呢是发 r respondSI 呢只是发一个 a responsibility responsibility 像是我们可以说 It is my responsibility to keep you safe 维护你的安全呢是我的责任那如果你要讲一个人很负责任呢你就可以说 responsible responsible 的重音呢是在 PON 的地方那 SI 呢一样有一个短音 a 的音 responsible 像是我们可以说 being responsible means turning things in before deadline要负责任的行为之一呢就是要在死线之前把东西交出来最后我们要来看的是 argument argument 呢指的是争吵或者是辩论它的重音在最前面的地方 AR 是发 R 的音 R 那 GU 呢则有一个短音 Y 的感觉 argument argument 像是我们可以说 My habit is to never leave an argument unresolved就是说、啊、我不希望争吵或者是这个辩论没有被解决那它的动词原形呢则是 argue argue 只是争论的意思那 g-u-e 呢这边只是发 u 的音 argue 举例来说呢 he argued that global warming will soon affect our lives 它的论点呢就是这个全球暖化、啊、即将影响到我们所有的生活 alright so let's take a look at today's sentence one more timeThis convention not only defines refugee status, but also dictates the rights and responsibilities towards them. However, this argument doesn't stand when you look at the refugees these states have taken in the past. All right, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your sentence recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye.